This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I'm always drawn to books because of their titles, good or bad. And I saw the title in reference to this book by Kevin DeYoung. It's called Just Do Something, A Liberating Approach to Finding God's Will. Just do something. And the subtitle is this, How to Make a Decision Without Dreams, Visions, Fleeces, Impressions, Open Doors, Random Bible Verses, Casting Lots, Liver Shivers, never heard that term before, Liver Shivers, Writing in the Sky. And the gist of Kevin's book is that we've got a generation today of people who are hesitant to launch out in life because of indecision. In fact, he begins his book by quoting a book by Robert Wuthnow from Princeton, a book called After the Baby Boomers, How 20 and 30-somethings Are Shaping the Future of America. Withrow describes people 21 to 45 years of age as tinkerers. Kevin says, our grandparents built, our parents boomed, and my generation, we tinker. Of course, as Wuthnow points out, tinkering's not all bad. Those who tinker know how to improvise, specialize, pull things apart, and pull people together from 1,000 different places. But tinkering also means indecision, contradiction, and instability. We're seeing a generation, he said, I'm afraid, grow up who tinker with doctrine, tinker with churches, tinker with girlfriends and boyfriends, tinker with college majors, tinker living in and out of their parents' basements, tinker with spiritual practices, no matter how irreconcilable or divergent. We're not consistent. We're not stable. We don't stick with anything. We aren't sure of making the right decisions. Most of the time, we can't even make a decision. We don't follow through. And this is a young man in this generation who says, all of this means as Christian young people, we are less fruitful and less faithful than we ought to be. Well, it's not just 21 to 45-year-olds who struggle with that. All people of all ages struggle with indecision. Somebody came here today and needs to hear this, that you've been waiting to make a decision about a job, about a house, about some relationship in your life, and maybe you need to move forward and say, we're going to trust God with the results. And I know that's risky. Everything is risky about life. What does it mean in verse 6? Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle, for you don't know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. He's speaking figuratively, that there's no magic time to do anything in life, whether it's morning or evening. Just do it. That's what Solomon is saying. You don't know what God will do with what you commit to Him. We had something very interesting happen first service today. A young couple came forward who got married at September 22nd, somewhere else. I didn't have the wedding. But they said, we just would like to have people in the church pray for our marriage. And people stood around this couple and put their hands on them and prayed for their marriage. I thought it was very powerful. Do you know why it was powerful? Because of Ephesians 3:20, I'm going to read it now. Let's bring that up, Ephesians. It's powerful what they did because of this verse. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power. That's the key. According to His power that is at work within us. I'd like to think that what that couple was doing is saying, we recognize that it's about His power in our marriage. It's His power in our relationship. It's His power in our future family. You know what? You're right. It's all about His power, not yours, not mine.
Well, this message concludes tomorrow from the book of Ecclesiastes. Happy Thanksgiving. And again, our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.